Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last to my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah.
Well, welcome aboard once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 12, Verse 10. Already, that M period, A period, N period stands for Music Activism News. That's the abbreviation and acronym for those listening live to Black on Black Crime on blogtalkradio.com. We thank you for listening online, but you can always feel free to call 646-478-0944. MP3 format for music and commercials. If you're sending music and or commercials, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. I only have 3 disclaimers for you this evening. Disclaimer number 1, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number 2, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me directly at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number 3, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you don't have to hang up. You can just stay silent, and you'll go back on hold. But what if you change your mind and say, wait, I really wanted to talk? Then all you have to do is press 1 if you didn't do so in the first place, or you can always hang up and call back, and I'll say, oh, you want to talk? And I do have a couple of special phone callers to come to this evening, which I will shortly, beginning with a 216-799. Now, Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com, where I got a chance to hang out with none other than a professional baller, Terrence Longwood, at the Cleveland Auto Show. Cleveland Auto Show, I was covering that live for the Art McCoy radio show. And for those who say, you never know what's going to happen next, we even had Queen of R&B legend, Debonese Bird. She called into the show while I was out covering things live. It was phenomenal. We also talked about a lot of new models and stuff like that. Get into, like, the car models and makes and some of those things. You can catch the replay of the Art McCoy radio show like others do. YouTube of Joseph Motley Jr., or Joseph P. Motley Jr., Instagram, J.R. Alfred Porter, Facebook, Joseph M-O-T-L-E-Y Jr. with a period, Facebook, Kit and Angelica, Facebook, H.H. Workshop Records.com. You can Facebook none other than I Am a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes, and, of course, that's www.3342music.com for the super producer. R&B artist, producer. He's produced a lot of nice hip-hop songs as well. OPN Radio airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. The webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Facebook Pete Weeks, super producer himself. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. VoiceItRadio.com. Tomorrow evening's guest, WAP MK, a talented super artist who's out. Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Also, www.templabor.org if you're looking for work in the trades. That's templabor.org. Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. 1 or Grandpa Rapper. Also, YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland. Power Groove Records, YouTube channel, We Are Cleveland. So with that being said, I want to remind people that if they're looking for excellent workers, it is Looking Good Home Improvement, residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, violation list repairs, door installations and repairs, flooring, tile and wood, plastering and painting, remodel, carpentry and decks, 216-205-7247. 216-205-7247 or lookinggoodhomeimprovement.com. So with that being said, I want to now do what I need to do. Might as well. Before I go to the phone lines, let me give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. And last week, the number 10 spot, because it was added on, it should have been there. Number 10 spot should have been the Cleveland Auto Show. It had a lot of things going for it. Now, this is what we're going to do. Let's start with number 10. Number 10 is debuting the Black Talk Table, which will air this Saturday at Ohio City Barbecue. It'll be live. A lot of things will be going on. So we're going to tell you that's at number 10. Number 9, debuting, Rise and Fall. Rise and Fall. That is what's coming through. Number 8, debuting. So we have a lot of things that are debuting. The State of the Black Community in 2023. That's the name of it on Facebook. It's at the East Cleveland Library at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Number 7, Moving Up, Rest in Peace, Silver B by Black House Sound. A single is starting to move, finally. Number 6, Moving Up, Nova the Rebel with Energy. Oh, yeah, that song has a lot of energy. Number 5, Moving Up, CUMR, Volume 15, 1,900 plus views. So with that being said, that is nice. Facebook video views on that. So anyway, number 4, debuting Facebook International Women's Day March, Cleveland, which will be March 8th, 2023. That's not what it looks like on Facebook. International Women's Day March, Cleveland, March 8th, 2023. 5 p.m. rally, march at 6 p.m. If you want to get on the Black Man Army bus, BMA bus, you can be at Kipling Avenue, 3:45 p.m. to 4:10 before the bus leaves. The Dialogue Event Center. You can get on board that bus. We're also shooting a promotional music video for Black Man's Army and the BMA bus. I guess we should shoot one because the song Black Man Army, which talked about BMA and all of that, let's talk about it. That particular bus appeared on CNN, other places, even had music that was heard by at least 22 million people when CNN covered the bus live. It was playing the Black Man Army theme, which also featured Pete Weeks, Sergeant Major Stokes, Sheriff Kilroy. So promotional video being filmed by Movie Racketeers And that is, of course, International Women's Day March. And for people who are wondering anything else about Women's Day March itself or what it consists of, I would just like to say that, well, first of all, let me go to the other part. Like I said, number 8, it was the state of the black community in 2023. And so the reason I want to let people know what happened or what's happening is the duration would be about 3 hours. So that'd be about 2 through maybe 5 p.m. And I would like to address various subjects that have affected people of color socially, economically, culturally, and historically, and find solutions to establish positive progress. And that event is from Brother Lavelle Thomas. So anyway, with me saying that, that was number 8. We know it was Rest in Peace, Silver B. Number 6 was Nova the Rebel Energy. Number 5, CMR Volume 15. Number 4 is that International Women's Day, March Cleveland. International Women's Day, March Cleveland, March 8th, 2023, 5 p.m. rally, 6 p.m. March, City Hall steps. That's East 6th Lakeside. And that's Cleveland City Hall. And that's it. There will be a lot of activist groups. A lot. That's it. And please join Greater Cleveland Women and other Northeast Ohio women and their supporters. And that will be this week. So we look forward to you being there at that event. Now, number 3 moving up. Facebook. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. Number 235 and other events. It was a lot happening there. I'm not going to go into everything yet. I will read the list at the end of the night. So I'll tell you how it ended up being number 3. So what big events beat that out? Number 2, debuting Cat Williams live, Cleveland, last Saturday. And number 1, the biggest jump. If you go to Facebook and look at it, if you saw it on all the news stations, you know what was number 1. It was, and you can look at it on Facebook, Cleveland Auto Show. The Auto Show, yep, the same one that we covered in Art McCoy Radio and all that, that was number 1. So, instead of me telling you about the hip-hop workshop now, I wait until after I get rid of the most famous people that I can talk about. And ask anybody who calls up this radio program. So before I go to the 216-288, let me go to the 216-799-799 with the 216. How you doing out there?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
No problem. As a matter of fact, wait a minute.
What?
Are you, as Silver would say, Queen Debonese Bird?
Yes, I am Queen Debonese Bird, as Silver B would say. Yes, so.
Wow. Yes, indeed. With that being said, I'm going to say to you, what's going on with you this evening, Debonese Bird?
Well, this evening I am talking to Al Porter, Sheriff Al Porter, Man in the Street. Mm-hmm. And everybody in the listening audience, and I'm going to be talking about my music. My
well,
new
okay.
single that's out. Yes.
Your new single. Okay, I want to hear about the new single because everybody's talking about it. Brother Art was talking about it. I've had people say,
yes.
Al Porter, and I'm like, what? And they're like, you'll be on Voice at Radio this week? I said, yes. And they said, I want to hear her new single, and I had to stop and say, okay, we're going to do everything we can to make that happen. So tell us about your new song, your new single.
Well, my new single is called Give Me the Night. Give Me the Night by Debonese Bird. That's my new single. And I had one right before that, which was let's see, this is 2022, and it was called It's You. So those are my newest ones right now, and I'm an independent artist.
Oh, What caused you to go the independent artist route?
Well, right now, you know, they don't have any more. Well, I guess there are a few, but there are no big record labels. And this is easier because now you put your own music out and you have to work it, of course. But and so they'll call you independent artist, and it's free. You pay for everything you do, and it's easier. I guess they call it the digital era or whatever. So, so I tried it, and it's working for me. And anyone can do it.
Mm. Well, with that being said, I would like to say that's been a smart move on your part, because it's hard for me to even tell you're independent because you have a very large following.
Well, I'm glad to know that, and to everybody who is following me, God bless you. I thank you. I appreciate you, and I'm very humbled and grateful for that. And God did it all. So I'm just following my dreams. And it's been a long time, but I had the first single here was in Cleveland, and it was called Eyes Don't Lie by me. And that was, oh, my gosh, that was 1989, and it went to number one here thanks to my listeners in Cleveland, followers, fans, people that just wanted to support me, and that was wonderful. And it went overseas, and it played over there. So I got a good start, but it took me a while to come back again, you know, with something else. Of course, you got to get your money together, and when you're trying to do your dreams, then sometimes you have help. Well, I had a manager for a short while. And then that allowed me to open up for Keith Sweat down at the Agora when he was here one year. And that made the newspaper. So that was good with Eyes Don't Lie. And I've done, you know, so in Jack the Rapper show at one time when I was trying to get it out. That was another thing I did to help try to promote it. And then took me a minute, then came It's You. It's called It's You, the song It's You. And now, right now, it's the new single that's out right now. And I'm a little nervous, so it's crazy. You can't even your own song, and you can't even remember the title of it. So, and it's called Give Me the Night, and it's a George Benson song, so it's a remake.
Right.
It's a remake for me, right? So I could use all the support I could get, and everybody listen, and you can look me up. I'm on Twitter, and I'm on IG, Instagram, and I'm on all the music platforms. I made Spotify, iTunes, Amazon. I made Pandora, so I'm Pandora certified for, so I have my own little channel, so I'm learning how to work all of that. And so, and you have to spell my name right, so they can, you know, get me. And Cleveland is my home.
Yeah. Well, whoa, let's do this, because we'll come back to Cleveland being your home, but I have to bring it up. What is the correct spelling of your name, please?
Okay, it's D-E-B-A, N is in Nancy, E-I-S is in Sam, E-D-E-B-A-N-E-I-S-E, and my last name is Bird, it's B-Y-R-D, Bird, Debonese. Bird, yes. And I used to be background singer for the late Mr. Dennis Edwards of the Temptations. So I was I went out with him on his single. He had a single release, and I was put with three guys, and we were his background singers. And so that was great. That was a great, very great experience for us all. And I enjoyed that. And before Dennis, I was with several other groups, and I did USO show tours. And I did, oh, gosh, every time you would do those, you'd get 3 or 4 months overseas with singing for the soldiers. And it was an experience, God, I would love to have again. So I had 2 or 3 stints over there, and each time you go, you'd stay 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
You got to really know the people and make friends, and it was great.
Wow. Thank you for telling me about your travels. We needed to know that. And
yes,
I'm looking forward to replaying some of your music by tomorrow. And I just want to thank you for being relevant and still staying at the top of your game after all this time. So I appreciate it.
Yes, I tell you, I love it. It's my dream, and I'm not going to give it up, and I'm going to keep doing it. And I would tell everybody to do your dream, do your gifts, and thank God for that. So he gave them to you. You've got to use them. So I'm excited about this new single, and I'm just trying to get everybody to play it and everybody to go. You can look it up on, like I said, on all the media platforms. You can go search me out and listen to my song. I would appreciate it. All the help I can get. Every time you sit, anybody listen, I get a little bit of money. You know, that's like, what, 3 cents or something like that. But the thing is to enjoy the song and support me, and I'll just keep moving up. And that's what I would do for everybody, and that's what I do. I do. I support my friends here in Cleveland and wherever I make friends with their music, and give love, and that's what we should do.
Thank you. I appreciate the interview, and this won't be the last time, I know that. So I just thank you so much for calling me.
Almost certainly, and I thank you. I thank this platform for being able to come be on your show and support you guys, and love you, love Silver B. And if you look on YouTube, Silver B is on one of the shows I did right at the end. He comes out because I used to be his co-host on his show for a little bit. And I would always, he would always play my music, and I miss Silver B. I know we all do, and we love him. So, yeah, thank you so much, Sheriff Al Porter, man in the street, and all his listeners. God bless you all, and thank you, Al.
Thank you. Appreciate you. You know, this show is going along so fast. Hey, we're going to make sure everybody has their comments and all of that in order so we can hear what you have to say and go on to the next phone call. And it looks like I have 3 phone callers, so let's go to 3 left. So let's go to the first one, 216-288. 216-288, who am I talking to?
To Dontez Taylor.
What's going on, Dontez Taylor?
How y'all doing out here in Radio Land? This is the best radio show on Monday night from 9 to 10 p.m. We are the best host, Al Porter Jr., Man in the Streets. And we thank Man in the Streets for being out there for our people. And he's a great role model. He's a great tutor. He's a great all-around man. They could teach the kids how to be a man. And that's a great role model. And that's a good thing. We have great role models in Black on Black Crime Incorporated.
And
teach these men some skills.
Mm-hmm.
We got the best of the best.
Yes,
and don't forget that come to 15415 Kipling Avenue, and we have our meetings on Wednesdays. Wednesdays at 7:15, doors open, and the meeting starts. We have ours every Wednesday, And we are the most fortunate organization that's out there that don't have to go out there and look for a place to hold our meetings.
We don't?
No, we don't have to go find. We don't have to go seek. We don't have to figure out how we're going to schedule to have a meeting, because we got our own headquarters. And don't forget, all people in wheelchairs, people that are mm-hmm. on crutches and everything else and all that good stuff, they can come mm-hmm. to the meetings too, because we have a wheelchair ramp now. That
we do
that
have
we
a wheelchair ramp.
And if you can't get over the hump, we got some people there that will help you get over the hump so you can get into these meetings and everything
wow.
else. But also, so it's unfortunate that we have other organizations that don't have their own. They're probably on their way to get one, but we're fortunate to have one. And we've been strong 50 years. Black on Black probably been there 50 years or more.
Got you.
I ain't saying 40 no more. I'm saying 50 or more.
Mm-hmm.
They've been out there fighting for the people and making
okay.
sure our politicians are right and making sure everything is right. Yes. And coming up, not 2 weeks from now, I will be bringing to Black on Black how to stop, where we can stop them for trying to put our picture on our food stamp cards.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they have a legislation out there, and they're trying to stop and put our picture on our food stamp card. And I'm saying, my theory is, we already got it on our IDs. We already got it on our passport. We already got it on our RTA ID. We don't need it on our food stamp card. And when I come in 2 weeks from now, when I come with this, I'm coming with the facts, and the bill number and everything, so we can find out how we can counteract this to knock this down before it get to the governor's office.
Okay.
Before it get to the governor's office and the mayor, and the president's office, so they can sign it into fruition. We gotta stop it before, and we gotta kill it before it gets started.
That's
a theory that we need to do, and once I present this and everything, then we got to tell our people, call your legislator or call them and send a letter to your legislator to stop this, because we don't need no pictures on our food stamp card. They're just trying to use more money of our tax dollars for the equipment. That's what they're gonna do. That's all they're gonna do is tax it to us and take our tax money and use it.
Okay.
And we don't want them to use it. We want them to use our tax money for something more better and more active for us. That's what they do. They don't try to interact with us and tell us nothing. Until there's all, like when it's in halfway there, they want to come to us and talk about it. They don't never want to talk about it when they coming out the gate. They always try to have something from us until the middle of the puzzle. But we're gonna stop that. We gotta stop that and everything else.
All right.
No,
that's so far, out of the four, look like phone callers.
So
phone
come
online.
On, so
anything
so
else?
Come on out to the big barbecue sale that's going on. That will be at 15415 Kiffening Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio 44110. On Saturday, May 20th, 2023.
Okay.
Doors open. Yes, barbecue sale starts at 12 to 7 p.m. We're going to have some great grilling. We have Cowboy Grilling. He's going to be on three grills. He got a pork grill.
Mm-hmm.
He got a beef grill. And he got
okay.
a chicken grill. Yes,
mm-hmm.
he do. And he's going to be grilling. And we're going to have great side dishes and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Great everything else. So call Dante and Theater at 216-288-5841. Or you can call Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man, at 216-538-9501. Or you can call Julia Hector at 216-534-6201. You can call either one of us, or you can hit up Al Porter Jr. or whatever, so we can get your orders in, so we know how much food to make, how much meat to get, and everything else, and all that great stuff. And don't forget, mark your calendar for the 21st annual Gospel Festival 2023 anniversary that we'll be at Hayes Temple Church of God in Christ at 3158. East 94th Street, right across from the police station, 1930 Kensington in Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. Yes, tickets go on sale on St. Patrick's Day, which is March 17th, 2023. Doors open at 2, dinner starts at 2:30. First program starts at 4, second starts at 7:15. We're going to have so much going on at this great event. Next week, we will be announcing our headlining groups
okay.
from out of town and everything else, and our in-town groups. Yes, and we will be selling million T-shirts that will be autographed signed by out-of-town groups, and we will be having, a presentation going on, and we will be selling dinners to the public. For more information, you can contact Dante Taylor at 216-288-5841. If you want to be in a great show, come on out and join us. Yes, yes. We got some great things going on in the city of Cleveland. It's all kinds of things going on. Yes. And mark your calendar for November 18th. I will be having my awards banquet. And I'll give y'all more details when it come up and everything else. And I will be giving you more details. The War Four. Taste of War Four Festival. I will give you more information about the War Four and War Seven Taste of Cleveland. We will be giving y'all more information because we want to bring out the restaurant from War 4 and War 7 and see who has the best food out mm-hmm. here in the city of Cleveland. So don't forget me. Yes, and I am in charge of family to family with Black on Black. And what family to family entails is we go to court for the people. We go to child and family services and fight for the people. We go down to City Hall and make sure that they're doing what they got to do. We go to the Board of Elections. We go down to RTA and make sure they're doing right. And we just don't do the East Side. Black on Black and family to family just don't do the East Side. We do the East, West, North, South. We do it all. If somebody in South Euclid need our help, we give them the help. If they live in, say, Warrensville, we go and help them. It ain't no prospect. and we have black, white, Puerto Rican. We help them all.
That's
ain't
a
no,
good
it ain't
segue.
No, yes.
As I
yes,
prepare to go to these other four phone callers.
And God bless you, and have a nice and prosperous day, and God be with all of you until we talk, meet, and greet again.
Thank you so much. When somebody has that much information, I might have to go to overtime. Let's see. Oh, we. Infamous shout-out was almost given to Dolores Gray. Brickhouse Wilders for calling me on my personal phone line while I'm live on the air. Let's go to one of the four. We're going to get all our phone callers in. 601 area code with a 513. 601 area code with a 513. Who are we talking to?
Hello, Brother Al. This is your presidential candidate for 2024, Michael D. Landon. How's everybody doing?
Doing excellent, doing excellent. Talk to us, Mr. Presidential Candidate Michael D. Landingham. It's like landing a plane and going ham.
Well, thank you. I hope everybody's doing okay. Look, I just want to be real quick. First of all, please check out landinghamcase.com. Today is the 3-year anniversary when the website was created and up and running. Had a few bugs that kind of started off, but 3 years running and has not been touched, has not been interfered. And so I'm very proud and privileged about that. So please check out landinghamcase.com. And also, another thing that happened last Friday, to let everybody know, I was on Rover's Morning Glory.
Oh,
Friday
yeah.
Morning. I was on there, and they heard about my story. I called in. It was like a call-in show, and I told them what was going on. But right before, I thought I only had like about 5-6 minutes to speak, but they gave me about 20-25 minutes. And but right before they had me on hold, all of a sudden, all of the affiliate stations that play his show blacked out for about 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And now online, you know, they were still talking, but they didn't realize that they were offline. So Rover, you know, after he interviewed me and was trying to understand the whole plot of the story and my case and running for president and everything and why Trump threatened me, and that's what the website's about, the text messages, all Facebook, you'll see it for yourself. After he said, you know, asked me questions about my campaign and everything, what happened, he mentioned about the blackout. He said, Michael, yeah, you know about that blackout we had? Right before we talked, so what's your thoughts about it? I'm like, well, I told him what I thought about it. I said, it ain't the first time. Not like a blackout, but people contacting, people interviewing me and stuff like that, asking personal questions or significant questions about me, why you were interviewing Michael and all that. But they find it very interesting. So I want y'all to Google Rover's Morning Glory, March 3rd. And look at the two-hour slot, the two hours past. I come on about at the two-hour mark. And y'all just hear the whole story for yourself. It's kind of they was not taking it seriously at first because it seemed like it was outdoors. But after they was looking at it and Googled it, they saw it landing them. That was Trump, the pitcher? Wait a minute. He's pretending? Now, this is what Rover said. He said, two things quick. He said, number one, if Trump really did come after you like that, sending in the military and all like that, pretending he was your white cousin, then he was truly afraid of you becoming the next president to lead our great nation. Exact words. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's what technically what really happened. And then when he told me, he said, all right, Mike, appreciate you coming on the show. And he said, man, we'll definitely keep an eye on your case. I'm definitely keeping an eye on your case and check it out. And I want you to keep in contact with us. So I knew eventually for 4 years, it's been 4 years, you know, a year before the website was created, but 3 years overall together. I knew eventually I stood to my guns and enough people will take a look or a second look or a third look at my story. And I suggest each and every one of you, Google Landingham for president or Michael D. Landingham, L-A-N-D-I-N-G-H-A-M, and it'll show you everything, the lawsuits, the interviews, everything. 4 years is no joke. And with you,
yes.
What, 3 years now? About three,
right.
About 3-4 years.
Right.
Possibly. So, and I appreciate you giving me your platform to speak on, but it's time to wake up America about the story. And we're tired of the same monopoly in our politics of elected leaders, choosing our future elected leaders instead of running ourselves. They're supposed to be a self-governing nation, not a horse corral or something like that. So, but anyway, that's all I wanted to say. But everybody, I hope you all have a blessed evening. I hope you all stay safe the rest of the week. Please share my story. It's time to bring the truth back to America to save it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Hey, presidential candidate is letting you know what's going on. We will get to our phone lines. I can guarantee you, if you're on the phone, we'll get to you with the 216-347-216-347. How are you?
Hi, but how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. What about you?
I'm great. This is Rico Dancy, the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf. This is a question for hospitals.
Okay.
If you have a person, he or she is deaf, the hospital need to provide a service for people who are deaf. Okay. So the ADA law stands for America Disability Title II. It says if you're deaf or hard of hearing, state, local government must provide interpreter. That includes hospitals, that includes the hospital, the courts, city council, from the big wig on down. So it's very angry to me, upset to me, when you have a hospital and it's Cleveland Clinic, don't want to provide an interpreter at all. Okay. I don't care if the deaf person could be left or not. When they request a service, give it to them. Because if you don't, they could sue you, your whole hospital. And then at the end, y'all going to write a check. Y'all going to write a check if your ass can't cash.
That's true.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the mayor of Cleveland.
Okay, I'll listen.
When he lied, he said, when he get elected, he going to provide an interpreter. I remember that email he sent me.
Okay.
And
I did see that email. You sent it to me. But go ahead.
When he said in the email, when he was running for mayor, he said he's going to have an interpreter, okay? When he's sitting, we don't see an interpreter at all. So we have some questions and if I understand, our reporter, and Cleveland is in Ward 7?
Yes.
So both of council people need to address why the hospital, when they donate to their campaigns, why they do not provide an interpreter for those citizens who are deaf or hard of hearing. Okay.
Thank you for that. And keep us up to date. I appreciate you. And that's, wow.
I said for the Ward 6, Ward 7, when they can donate to their campaigns, why the same people I elect a leader in Cleveland, our city council. Why are they not speaking up issues like this?
Well, Stephanie House, this is definitely on you, council person. Thank you for bringing that up.
And council president Blaine Griffin, too.
Hey.
Blaine Griffin controlled the money. He controlled the money. Who's coming from? The council president. He controls the money, how the money is spent in each ward. Why don't he don't have a meet with the CEO of Cleveland, ask them why they did not provide that service?
Well, it needs to be done.
He went to the city club, didn't he? Did he go to the city club? He went to the city club and talked about what he's going to do. He gave a campaign speech. So use that same campaign speech when you should address Cleveland. And that is my fourth line.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I look forward to those questions being answered, and I look forward to seeing you down at City Hall. You went there before. I know you'll be there again. Appreciate you. We move through. Let's go to, I'm going to get my phone callers in. I used to think I knew when this program ended, but I realize I don't. So let's go to 216-820. We will get to all our phone lines, but 820 with a 216. What's going on this evening?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Porter? This is Mr. Powers, also known as Endo Dub, from Black House Sound. First and foremost, I just want to say thank you and everyone who enjoyed my performance this past Saturday at the Hip Hop Workshop. And I also want to remind everyone to please go to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube and check out that new joint dedicated to the memory of Silver B. Bill Richards. The name of the song is called Rest in Peace. So please go to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube again to check that out. Also, within the next couple of weeks, you will be hearing a new joint from yours truly. I will let you know next week what the name of the song is. So please be prepared and please be on the lookout for that. And also, just want to let everybody know, to all the callers that's calling in, God bless y'all. I hope that you got the support that you need to fight whatever it is that you're fighting for. And just know that Black House Sound is letting you know right now to keep on striving, keep on pushing, and please do not stop what you are doing. Because whatever it is that you're gunning for and whatever your goal is, just know that you can achieve it. And by come hell or high water, you will reach that pinnacle and become whatever it is that you are trying to become on the positive note. So again, much love to all of you. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. And I love you all. Peace.
Peace. And as a matter of fact, like I said, we're going to get to all our phone callers. So I know that after I go to 727, I'm going to a 773. So with that being said, let's go with 216-727. How are you doing out there?
Hi, everybody out there in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Brenda Fulmer. As my colleagues will call me Queen B. How's everybody doing? I've been listening to everybody on the radio and everything. I hate I missed a workshop. I was a little under the weather because I wasn't feeling the best, but I feel better than today than I ever did and yesterday. But just pray for me, y'all. I'm still in my skin, but, you know, when you're under the weather, you just don't feel like going nowhere doing nothing. But, you know, doctor yourself and ask God just to heal my body and this. You know, be with me and everything. But I was listening to everybody. I enjoyed everybody. Mr. Powers, guy, I don't know his name, is running for president for 2024.
Michael D. Landingham.
Okay. Okay, give me help now, brother. I need your help. Deacon Dante Taylor, to Mr. Powers, to Al, to Ronnie B, to DJ Rock, to all my colleagues out there, Ms. Glass. I love everybody.
Right.
Ms. Cowboy, to Ms. Penn's Point, Monica. And
yeah.
To the whole gang, to the family, to I say fam. And to God bless you guys, and then just keep on doing what you're doing and everything. And I agree with Mr. Power. You know, when you get something, if God gave you a gift or whatever you like to do, don't let nobody get in the way and stop you. You know, keep on striving, keep on doing what you're doing. Don't let nobody tell you what you can do, what you can't do. Yeah, because if God implanted that gift and talent into you, go and use it and don't stop using it. Because a lot of people, I was at this event Friday night at Morris Memorial Elementary School. I was invited there.
Oh, yeah.
They had like a Black History program there. And several people came up to me, Brother Al, what is your vendor? What is this? What is that? And I said to myself, I'm sitting up here. So seven people came up to me. You know, seven is the end and eight is beginning, you know, a new beginning.
Come on.
I said, God, you trying to tell me something when I'm supposed to be doing and, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But you don't know what God has in store for you, you know.
That's right.
Day by day. He have us on this earth for a purpose, to be living, to see his face and to see what we do. Because he did die on the cross for you and I. But we have life, a tree of life. You know, he shed his blood. He shed his blood. Remember that, so we can have the life abundantly every day, that we can breathe and wake up and say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up to see another day and just, you know, being, you know, just being there. It's a blessing just to say thank you, Jesus, that you can wake up and say that. Because a lot of people lay down every night, you know, night for night, and don't wake up to go through. And I thank God that for every day that he wakes me up to give me purpose, hallelujah, to see another day and to give me air, to breathe in, and life is, you know, everything. I really just, you know, I can't thank God no more than, you know, I love everybody. I don't hate nobody. Like I said, every Monday night from 9 to 10 on Black Cop Radio, which is my calling, is my name is Queen B, as my colleagues will call me. I love everybody, and there's nothing nobody can do about it. So, Al, I thank you for giving me this opportunity. God bless you. You keep on and keeping on what God got in your heart to do. Don't let nobody stop you. I mean, family members, close friends, whatever. You feel like your day is bad, you go out and walk out, get you some air, and they say, Lord, hey, lead me and guide me. Let me get this fresh air, so I don't want to put my hands on nobody.
Rob, me into that. I've had to have that. Yes, I've had those thoughts for myself.
I didn't say it like that, but you know, you get so stirred up, and people make you mad, and you just don't want to go that route. But they make you want to do that, but then you walk away. You try to cool off, and then you want to take that little walk or get you some fresh air, whatever. But you know, like I was saying, but God bless each and every one of y'all out there in Radio Land. Pray for me, and I pray for you guys. Like I say, every week, I love everybody. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm going to sign off. Peace, and God bless everybody. God's willing, next Monday I will be on the radio. All right. Peace out.
Peace out. I appreciate that. Like I said, no phone caller left behind with a 216-773. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing great, Al. How are you? This is Dolores Gray. How are you doing?
Wow. Where in the world is Carmen Santiago? No, the reason I say that is because, it's not that you're traveling all over. What's going on with you this fine evening?
Well, first of all, I'm just want to, you know, just we have to give praise to God for everything that's going on in our lives to uplift us, you know, this month. Is International Women's Month, and I'm definitely proud to be a woman, a Black woman, a Black woman of substance, and it's great to be alive. But what's also better than great to be alive is being able to help others, and to empower others. And with so many things that are going on in our wonderful city and around the country, women are really doing their thing. You know, there's a lot of black women who are out there in the trenches, out dealing with health care, educational, politics, and everything and then some. So I want to just give kudos to all the black women that are out there really doing their thing to truly not just talk about it, but they walk the walk, not the talk, not just doing the talk. But, you know, I'm just really happy to be out there helping and to make a difference to help others. And right now I am in New York, here training, coming up with more strategic plans because, you know, as a black woman, there's a lot of things going on with our abortion rights. Also, we have the one fair wage situation that's going on. So training is necessary to get more strategic on how to deal with these things and to have a better outcome. And I've met so many powerful black women today, actually black and brown women today, that are out there as activists, as in empowerment coaches, as advocates, as politicians. And this is a wonderful thing to know that there's a lot of us out there doing things without being disrespectful to one another. And not, you know, not actually lifting each other up.
Oh, wow. I want to thank you because it was on this program that you all talked about one fair wage and a few other issues, and to see mm-hmm. that you're not just taking this fight just statewide. This is actually, again, I'm reminded of the other guests that you helped provide me with, that this is a
nationwide
project.
Right.
So with that being said, and I appreciate that, what's
and
next?
And also with the, what's next is the reproductive rights. That's another thing that's coming down the pike. This is also, well, you already know that's, you know, nationwide. I mean, you guys are having the International Women's March that's coming up on Wednesday. But there's also even more that's happening, you know. So that is basically a national situation, and it's more women that's out here that is, that's, you know, have plans coming down the pike, not just for the march, but for to get in the legislators' faces, to be out in the forefront, in the trenches, and helping change policy. So that is coming down the pike as well. So it's, you know, it's great to be, you know, everybody's on board to, you know, to do their part. So, you know, just respect one another, knowing that we all are out there helping to make change, because we are all the change makers, and we just have to respect one another and help one another, be there for each other.
I appreciate that. Thank you for that heartfelt message and the example you set. And again, how can people contact or be a part of some of your movements?
Well, you can reach me on Facebook. You can either go under my name, Dolores Gray, or you can also go under the Carl Stoke Brigade, which is also on Facebook. And even, you know, join us, come out to the meetings, which is on every second Saturday of the month at 3 p.m. at the MLK Library located on Stokes Boulevard. So we are open to new members and to have you come in to speak, you know, your mind and to, you know, just let us know how you can help or what you're doing in your community.
You are appreciated. Thank you. Hey, safe travels, and may you continue to have a progressive trip. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Everybody have a blessed evening.
Likewise. Peace. And again, as I go to leave out, we aren't going to go too much farther. Everybody knows what time the program ends, but I will start like this. Maybe I'll go through half of the things because it was a lot of things that happened at the Hip Hop Workshop the past week. Number one, you had my partner and everything, football player Terrence Longwood, who came through, Mrs. G.A., I think it was Mrs. Growing, but we won't say anything else about that. Of course, we had Dontez Taylor. It was nice to have Evangelist Anderson. She, as well as Angela Y. Davis, they made sure that we had a couple of copies of The Woman King. Now, they made picked up a couple of those because she remembered Angela Y. Davis was asking everybody and then some, from this radio show to online to all over. She was begging people to go as a group to see The Woman King. So Evangelist Anderson, who walked in the door and saw the movie playing, the beginning of the film, she walked in the door and Evangelist Anderson said, "Hey, I wish I had a copy of that." And then when Angela showed up, they got copies of The Woman King. You had Kay Lexi, whose daughter Aaliyah T. She joined up with Stone the Butcher, as well as a couple of other contenders in the written exam challenge. Dontez Taylor was in it. Ephraim Abdullah, who came in the house, also in it. We'll get into who really won in a couple of days. You'll be surprised. Also, we had DJ Cowboy with his portable saloon. Don't ask, but it's portable. You had featuring Miss Pulse Points, and they performed. Twiggy showed up with her family. Major Taps was in the written exam. Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven. You had BWE Future Kids, as well as BWE ENT. Legacy Kokiana, Brother Jeff Mixon, speaking of Ward 7. Ballhead Fred did a song. Man, I live by that motto. He did the world famous Big Chocolates. That's just an excellent song. You had Melvin Burton, as well as Howard December Rose. Mr. Powers was in that building, who called in earlier, along with Dontez Taylor, and BWE. It was Diva Star's birthday celebration. Pizza was brought in. They brought the CDs of the soundtrack for the second annual Music and Business for Your Soul Awards. Beautiful portrait of the Hip Hop Workshop that should go inside Cleveland State University's Black Studies Department. It was a lively affair. I'd like to say thank you all for tuning into this episode. Talk to you next week. Peace.